If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Let's quickly take a turn and hear from Google Tumfupi, who gives us Kaya Biz every single Monday to Thursday right here on this station.
Business update with Google Tumfupi on kaya959.
Google, greetings, welcome.
Top of the morning to you, Mpo. So lovely to have you in the driver's seat.
Hey, it's not easy though. It's not easy. I always take my hat off to the likes of you because wow, it's a lot. But anyway, let's get straight into it. Now, supermarkets are said to have imposed large markups on customers for specific fruits and vegetables. That's according to the Competition Commission's Fresh Produce Market Inquiry report. So they're basically saying, can prices be standardized?
Mm-hmm. You're quite right on this one, Mpo. And if you recall it, this has actually been a long time coming. There was a time when the Competition Commission made it very clear that they're going to launch further investigations into the fresh produce market. Mm. This comes after, during the pandemic, we saw exorbitant prices within lemon, ginger, and garlic at the time when they were being used as natural remedies to actually combat COVID-19. Yes. But beyond that, what they also started investigating is the fact that retailers in South Africa don't standardize their pricing when it comes to fresh produce. And this is typically for fruits and vegetables that might be sold either as a package or loose items. So right across the spectrum for all supermarkets when selling vegetables, they do need to make sure that their pricing is actually allocated per 100 grams. Now, this comes on the context of consumers finding it confusing to compare like-for-like prices, with one store saying 3 kilograms of tomatoes is at X price, yeah, whilst another says 1 kilogram of tomatoes is at a different price. Mm. So this has really been part of the research that the Competition Commission has put into the Fresh Produce Inquiry. They are making these calls and have been engaging with a large number of the supermarkets. We have yet to see this translate into
Google, we seem to have lost you. Please move around. Okay, let's see if we can try and get her back, because she is talking about the fact that pricing when it comes to fruits and vegetables has not been standardized in the country, and basically they are working on trying to standardize that. The report, which was made public in Pretoria on Monday, was issued after the fresh produce market's yearly revenue, which excludes exports and informal sales, surpassing 53 billion rand. Now, it identifies a number of persistent issues facing the sector that are also impeding the growth of the sector. So there's large retailers that have actually been called out by name by the Competition Commission, and they say, as Guguletu has already mentioned, that they need to update their fresh produce pricing policies for each 100 grams, because if I'm going to a fruit and veg store, I need to be able to compare the pricing. Gahle. You know, you can't just say 100 grams for this and, you know, 3 kgs for that. I need to be able to compare apples with apples, so to speak. Google, do we have you back?
We have us back. I think it might have been the last testing us there for a moment, but back on air.
We are back on air. So do we know when this is going to come into effect, if anytime soon?
The Competition Commission hasn't given us any detail just yet. They just gave us details as to when they ran through with the preliminary report, which was between March of 2023 and June of 2024. I'm assuming this might take some time just to make sure that all the supermarkets and retailers are on board. Yeah. But let's preferably hope within the next 6 months, hopefully this does get implemented by stores.
Now, I'm a massive fan of TikTok, and I'm seeing American TikTok is going through the most. They are literally prepare for the social media platform to be banned. What is happening 19th of January in the USA where TikTok is concerned?
Well, come the 19th, which is this coming Sunday, American TikTokers might not be able to access the platform anymore. Hmm. And this is not a shock move. It's really also been bubbling under for quite some time. We all are well aware that the United States of America, together with China, typically are at loggerheads when it comes to protecting their data services, their social media platforms, and national security. Now, for some time being, the U.S. Authorities have actually said that TikTok, together with its owners, ByteDance, which are based in China, are essentially using the platform to access access data around American consumers for their own security reasons. Mm. Now, they have made calls for them to actually change ownership, or rather have an American owner of the social media platform. And that's all part of protectionism, as well as policies they're trying to impose and put in place to make sure that they have full access and control of the social media network. This has been in and out of the Supreme Court over the last few months. And now what could effectively take place this coming Sunday is a complete ban of TikTok in the United States. It's likely going to impact 170 million monthly users of TikTok in the US alone. For the moment, what we've been seeing is a lot of TikTok creators and those who are influencers and use the platform to make money actually already saying their goodbyes and alluding to new platforms that they're likely going to sign up onto. So if anything, I think this has not only an impact on consumers and the TikTok users and followers themselves, but more so really gives us a heightened level of understanding just the tough attitudes and diverseness that will take place between China and the US regarding their social media platforms and how strict they really want to become on the usage of these platforms going forward.
Hey, the US and always thinking that people are. Anyway, what's happening on the market?
They did it with Huawei just a few years ago. So yeah, it doesn't end. Well, on the markets yesterday, we actually had a negative day in Paul. We closed a week up by just shy of 2.2%. So we'll open up from 82,045 points after 9 o'clock today. The dollar rand exchange rate is definitely one to watch because we went up as high as 19.50 yesterday morning, and then now we're trading at 19 rand exactly to the US dollar. To the pound, we're at 23.18, and not forgetting the euro, we're currently trading now at 19.46.
Thank you very much, Gugu. You are back on Kaya Biz, right?
Yes, ma'am. Done. 6 to 8 this evening.
6 to 8 this evening. Evening with the business update.
Business update with Gulit and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya 959.co.za.